Early this morning, I was, I just had my oatmeal sitting on the couch and having a nice cup of coffee.
You do the steel cut?
Yep, steel right. cut, little blueberries in there, a little bit of peanut butter for some protein. Enjoy with my black coffee. So I saw Phoebe, Seth's wife, tweet out a photo of the unmistakable Sony, I think they're the MDR-70s. Everybody in radio used to have these. I probably bought five pairs of them before. They just always broke on me because I don't treat headphones with the care that I should. When Nikki worked at Best Buy, she used her employee discount to get me these Sennheisers.
Yeah, and then I have mine still too. We all three have the same pair.
The same pair that we bought
5 years ago.
5 years ago. These are the most amazing headphones I've ever had in my entire life.
I think they just cost us $50.
If that.
If that. Best investment ever. So Phoebe, not getting the memo, is using the Sony MDR-70s. And someone has borrowed them, as she tweeted. There's a special place in hell for whoever borrowed my headphones and left them like this. Because the person who borrowed them didn't just borrow them. They put them back and wrapped the cord around them. Now, to you not in radio, you don't care. You're like, well, why should I care if somebody... Well, when you wrap the cord around them, that's what causes headphones to break.
You never wrap a coiled cord.
No, because it'll stretch the cord out, and before you know it, you'll go to plug your headphones in, and you won't be able to hear anything. Thus, you know, counterproductive to why you buy headphones.
So pretty much every single person in radio knows how to put headphones away.
Correct. If you're in radio, as Seth said with the air quotes, you know how to put headphones away, and it's not like that.
Like, if you're going to steal headphones, you should probably put them back the way you found them.
Show of hands. Who here has at some point in time borrowed someone else's headphones but had the common sense to put them back so that they weren't recognized?
Well, I asked for permission also.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into taking anybody. We have a locked office, and I take my headphones with me every single day because when you find out someone used your headphones without asking, you feel violated.
If you leave them, they will be used.
Yeah. Yes. If you leave them in a common area, your headphones will get used.
And what's crazy is people in radio should have their own headphones.
It's like the one requirement. You bring your own headphones. They're not provided.
You're an auto mechanic. You got your own set of tools. Yeah. You're a teacher. You got your own lesson plan.
You're not out there playing football, borrowing somebody else's helmet.
Good point. So it's a vital part of the job that we have headphones. So Phoebe tweets out, there's a special place in hell, capital H, for whoever borrowed my headphones and left them like this. And immediately I'm like, ooh, who could that have been? Hmm? And then I guess about 2 hours later, update, the headphone thief / assaulter has been identified. Now, we had a couple of theories on who it might be because it's probably not someone who works on a radio show at night because they would get caught. They'd get busted. They'd get found out. Now, when it came to my attention as to who the alleged culprit was, I thought to myself, I could see it happening. This guy tapes his podcast up here, for whatever reason didn't bring his headphones that night, and borrowed them. But to know this guy like I know this guy, there's no way that he would leave them like that, like wrapped up, the cord wrapped around the headphones. Just leave them with the cord free to dangle. So I thought, this guy, knowing as much about radio as he does, there's just no way that this guy could have done this. So, Seth, how did it go from we think this guy did it to we know this guy did it?
Well, this person was seen going into the 97X studio, grabbing the headphones and telling the person in the studio to not tell anybody that he was taking them.
Now, this isn't one of those like food things where it's up for question. Oh, it's in common area, so it must be everyone's. This is one of those... These are your headphones, and just because you leave them in a certain radio station studio doesn't mean that someone should come help themselves.
Right. These were very hidden in the 97X studio.
So they weren't just sitting out there?
No.
You had to look for them?
They were in a cabinet.
So then...
So this person told Phoebe, I know who took the headphones.
The person who saw the person take the headphones.
Yeah, so Phoebe sent an email to this person and said, hey, did you take my headphones? This person said, no, I did not. So Phoebe wrote back, come on, dude. We have a witness. Just be truthful. Then the person confessed that they took the headphones.
See, and this is very hard for me to believe because the thievery is one thing. I could understand it. You got in a jam. You didn't have your headphones.
You can understand the thievery.
I can understand it. I don't condone it.
I understand getting in a jam and needing some headphones.
Right. But if that's me, or if that's pretty much anybody in radio, you put them back exactly the way you found them. You don't wrap the cord. You leave those headphones the exact way that you found them. And the second part of that, if you get confronted on it, the worst thing you can do is to deny.
Right.
This isn't like cheating on your wife. This is borrowing someone else's headphones. You don't deny. If you get confronted, you own up and you go, man, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
You shouldn't have to get to the come on, man.
Once that happens,
it's over.
And that's why I'm having a hard time believing that it could be this person, because I feel like I know this guy.
So even after the confession, you're having a hard time believing it.
I'm not saying you and Phoebe aren't telling the truth. The guy I know wouldn't do anything like this, or so I thought. However, we have the person on the line right now to answer and to help me understand how this could happen. And I'm not here to berate anyone. I'm looking for clarification, and I'm looking for answers. And perhaps this gentleman can help us determine what happened. Ryan Hoppy?
Hey, guys.
Go ahead, Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, so here's basically what happened. My headphones broke, and I was panicking because I was going to do the show with my new co-host. And I was saying to myself, I'm going to do it at 7, and it was going on like 6:45. And I thought maybe I should go to Best Buy real quick, but I really wanted to do the show at 7. So I was panicking that my things broke. So then I just thought, I'll go to 97X real quick and use them. Now, that was completely unacceptable, because I wouldn't like if somebody used my things. It's completely unacceptable because it's a major market room. 97X is huge in this town, and it's very unacceptable for me to use it. And I just panicked this morning when she sent me the email, because I just woke up. It was like 9:40 when I woke up, and I checked my phone. Every time when I wake up, I check the company email, and right when I saw it, my heart went from like just waking up and being like half awake to my eyes dropped like some cartoon character, and I got immediately nervous.
Oh no!
So then I should have. What's up, Drew?
No, Seth was just saying, "Oh no!"
We're feeling so sorry for you about waking up at 9:40 and then feeling sad after you got an email confronting you.
Oh, I know my sleep schedule isn't great, but I mean, I just have a weird sleep schedule in general. But my point is, I woke up all groggy. I'm not asking for you to feel bad for me, Seth. I know you're mad at me, Seth. I know Phoebe's mad at me. I know Drew, and I know the company's mad at me. I'm just going to say I'm very, very sorry. It was a dumb move on my part. When I was doing it, immediately I was saying to myself, why am I doing it? But I just thought fast. And I know there's this controversy that goes with me sometimes where I do dumb things. And I'm really trying to learn on the fly. So I know words can just say so much. And I know at some point it becomes a broken record. But I am very, very sorry that I embarrassed the company, that I embarrassed the bone, that I embarrassed John Brennan. I'm very, very upset at myself for doing this. I should have been a man and just gone to Best Buy. It's not like I was going to listeners.
Hold on one second, Ryan. Here's the thing. I'm not mad at you. I'm having a hard time coming to terms with not just the thievery, because that by itself, it happens in radio. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. The Ryan Hoppy that I thought that I knew would have immediately confessed as soon as Phoebe, a good friend of mine, Seth's wife, someone you respect and admire, allegedly.
And a very important person in this building as an assistant program director.
A person who busts her ass for the company and for Hot 101.5. The minute that she confronted you, with you having the knowledge that someone else knew that you took the headphones, it's not dumb to say that it wasn't you. It's downright malicious, and it's insulting to her and to everyone to think that you could deceive her somehow or shirk responsibility, pinning it on someone else in the building. That's what I'm having a hard time getting my head around, because that's not just dumb. That requires malice. That requires deceit and dishonesty. And that's just not the dude that I thought you were.
I am not that dude. I just made a really, really bad choice. Like, even when I was sending the email, it didn't feel right. And I, like I said, I know words go so far. And I know me saying that I'm very, very sorry can just go so far, but I feel awful about it. I've been hanging out with a friend, and that's all I've been talking about all day long. I mean, I went to Best Buy, and I got new headphones, and I went to Guitar Center, and I got 3/4 plugs. I mean, I promise this will never, ever happen again. I actually, and I'm not just saying this, I know you guys probably think I'm pulling the pity card, and I'm doing a thing with my ego where I talk about myself, but I actually haven't felt this bad about a thing in a while, because I felt like I was getting on a good page with people, where people were beginning to like me. And I know this is going to set me back a few moves back, because people are going to look down on me. And that's fine, because when you make a dumb choice like that, that's what's going to come with it. But I just want to say to the company, to John Brennan, to everybody that's had my back, that I am so sorry that I made this move. And I like your point that it comes off like a scumbag move, because then you're putting the blame on potentially somebody else if she were to have thought that it was true that I didn't use them. This is not who I want to be in radio. I don't always want to be scumbag whipping boy. And I'm going to learn from this. And I'm going to work on being a better person, and I promise I will always respect everyone's things. I've never, ever done anything like this.
Listen.
Are you sorry?
It's just these things that I'm hearing come out of your mouth, I feel like I've heard them so many times before, and like you
That's what I'm saying.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've walked such an interesting path together, you and I, Ryan, where I've always respected your ambition, and you, like me, you're someone who tends to rub people the wrong way sometimes, and maybe I see a little bit of myself in you. And I've always tried to have empathy, if not sympathy, for you because of it. And I reached a point where, you know, I felt like I got you. I felt like you're going to do some pro wrestling type moves where you get underneath people's skin and there's some sort of fake war with the crowded table guys. And I'm always going to get your back. And, you know, if I see you coming out of the elevator with toothpaste all over your mouth like I did yesterday, I'll silently chuckle about it instead of tweeting a picture out of it. You know, I feel like we've gone such an interesting route. But this is one of those things where I wish I could tell you I was furious at you, but like, I just feel like I don't even know who you are. Like the type of person who I thought you were. It's like when you find out your kid's a shoplifter, you know, you can understand your kid's like, I don't even know you anymore, dude. Like the Ryan Hoppe that I thought I knew would never in a million years after all you've been through have lied to Phoebe about the headphones. It's not even the theft of it. It's the lying afterwards. And, you know, I accept your apology, of course, but at what I'm at a loss, you know? I have no idea what to say.
Ryan, do you think that you should have a punishment for this?
I was thinking about that. I'll take whatever comes towards me. I'll just say I have been beyond honored that I've been allowed to use the rooms, and I've never, ever done anything towards the rooms, and I'm so honored that I get to use the rooms. I know I'm running out of words, and I keep saying that word, but, I mean, I have so much fun doing my show, and I have ideas for what I want to do on radio. I know this is going to set me back. And I know there's people that are listening that are saying that I'm doing the pity party and, oh, woe is me. But I am very, very sorry. It was just one of those things where I woke up and I immediately panicked. Like, I went from being half asleep to immediately panicking when I saw the email. And it was a scumbag and a pussy move to not be a man to Phoebe, especially since you and Seth have been nothing but gracious to me since I first moved to town. Especially when people got mad at me. Seth was always a guy that was very nice to me. Scumbag move. So whatever comes towards my way, I deserve. I just want to say I've loved every second of using the rooms, and I've never, ever done anything towards the rooms.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, again, I'm not looking to beat you up or put you on trial or burn you at the stake or anything,
Ryan.
I think
this is just a teaching moment about being honest, because you saw somebody. Somebody saw you take them, Hoppy. If nobody saw you take them, maybe I could understand saying, hey, I don't know who it was, but you, somebody did see you take the headphones, and at that point you have to realize it and then just be honest.
Yeah, and that's the thing we learn here. It's bad enough to steal it, and that's something we don't do, and then to put it back with the cord wrapped around it, putting her headphones in jeopardy that she spends her hard-earned money on. But then it's insulting to then say, you know, because A, you're implying that someone else in our building would have done something like this, so you can pin the blame on them. Or then B, you just don't want to own up to what you did. And again, you know, I gotta let him go. I don't want to beat up on the kid. I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm furious and I'm.
No, I don't think you have.
Okay, good, because I'm very conscious of that. I liked the kid. I really did. I was a champion of Hoppy after being through so much with him.
You gave him the disappointed father speech.
That's how I feel like right now. Well, like, I don't even want to punish him. I just want him to...
Well, here's the thing. With a guy like Hoppy, who eventually wants to get a show on 102.5 The Bone, and something like that not only has to go through John Brennan, but all the higher-ups. Well, all the higher-ups are on all these emails going around today.
Oof.
So Hoppy was saying he embarrassed The Bone, he embarrassed John Brennan. He embarrassed himself more than anybody.
I agree. I withdraw my endorsement of Ryan Hoppy.
Really?
Oh, well, no, you can't take your endorsement back.
I do. I, for the time being, withdraw my endorsement of Ryan Hoppy because I don't think he's learned anything. I think he will do this again. And I think if given the thing that I think he is sorriest for, the most sorry for,
sure,
is that he got caught.
Yeah.
Above and beyond everything, I hear the words coming out of his mouth, which are the same words that come out of his mouth every time this happens. And I just don't believe any of it. The only thing I believe is that he's sorry that he got busted.
How would this be different if he had owned up to it in the first part of the email?
I think it would have
wouldn't have been as bad?
No, like we wouldn't have probably even talked about it today.
No, I think it would have just been, hey, don't use other people's things.
But right. That's the real misstep right here, right?
Right, the lying about it. Because we've all gotten busted using, you get in a pinch and I get it as a producer, you're like, oh my God, we got a guest and I need a pair of headphones. And then maybe you didn't take the time that you needed to put something back. But like, let's use the food being left out for an example. We left a couple of pizza boxes in here. And then we thought that someone after us might eat it and then put it away. But it got to Mike Kalta's show, and the studio was a friggin' mess.
That turned into a big ordeal.
It did. And what we did was say, look, we're culpable here. We're the ones who got the food in the first place. Doesn't matter what else happens. We were culpable.
And I want all the audience to know, because I know not everybody likes hearing from Ryan Hoppy. As the executive producer, I'm not looking for ways to talk about Ryan Hoppy every single day. I hate that everything Hoppy does is content for every single show. Unfortunately, today was just something that we couldn't turn our backs on, and we had to address it.
Correct. And I'd like to say, at this point in time, not only am I withdrawing my endorsement, this show is a Hoppy-free zone.
Oh, no!
That's fair. Well, one show's got to be.
This is a Hoppy-free zone. Doesn't matter what he does in this building. Doesn't matter what happens to him, unless he goes postal and kills people, then we'll cover him in the Big 3 of 3. But don't do that just to get on the Big 3 of 3, Ryan. I'm withdrawing my endorsement, and he doesn't exist.
But that's temporary, though, right? Like, he can get back in your good graces.
I can't see how.
No?
I mean, I'll allow for the possibility. I'm not holding a grudge, but I just can't see how he could. The only way he could overcome something like this was to not be deceitful in the first place. The taking of the headphones, that's an excusable offense.
The wrapping them up the wrong way?
Barely excusable.
There's only one way to, you know, resolve this.
What's that?
Walk of shame.
Through the whole building?
The whole building.
People throwing body functions on him? Just shame. Shame.
That'll tighten
But
you
then
up.
We saw how she responded to that. We don't want
he's
that.
He's not going to respond like that.
You never know.
George, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Drew. How you doing?
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I think this is theft by a thief, and most places you get fired immediately or at least get written up or something has to happen. You go home for the day. You get everything for free, all the studio time, all this, air time, all these guests, whole world red carpet out for him and takes advantage of it like that. Mm. I don't think that's a good look.
Oh, you don't think so?
Definitely not.
His podcast was atrocious when he was recording it outside of the radio station. And I said, hey, dude, you should talk to John Brennan. Maybe he'll let you record it here.
Right.
And now he's got a professional-sounding podcast, and this is how he handles and treats people in the building who have helped him out with that.
Right.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes.
Am I still there?
No.
Oh, great. I was just going to say, I don't know how many people are dying to get into those shoes to do the same thing or to have that chance and opportunity. I'm sure there's a long list of them. So might be time for the next.
We don't make those decisions, sir. Cersei burning Baylor.
What a scene.
This is what's going through Ryan's mind right now. I'm going to burn them all down.
I did tell Phoebe that she's got to take her headphones home every single day.
Yeah. Sucks that it has to be that way. And again, I'm very conscious about being heavy-handed with him and berating him, and I don't want to do any of that because I'm not really. I wish I was mad at him and I could just get mad and then get over it.
You're disappointed. Yeah. He let you down.
But you know what the thing is, though, is his podcast isn't more important than Phoebe's role on 97X or her role on Hot 101.5, those headphones that she needs every single day. And that's what I think he has a hard time realizing is that his podcast doesn't really mean anything to CMG because they don't make any money off it. It's his own separate entity that they are kind enough to let him use their facilities for.
I think he's got to have a personality disorder because only a pure narcissist would put his own priorities ahead of everyone else's. And to think that he is clever enough, despite having evidence that he did this, to what, lie and be believed?
Yeah, but he did go and buy himself a new pair of headphones.
Should have bought Phoebe a new pair, too. Man.
Yeah, he said that his cord doesn't work anymore, and she said that's because you wrap him up like that.
Yeah. I just, you know, I finally, it's just so perfect because I finally reached a point with this kid that I was championing him. That I even talked to him after the show on the food drive we did last week. And I'm like, man, I get you, dude. It's cool.
Well, who hasn't on this show spent a good amount of time with Hoppy speaking about his podcast? It's always Hoppy comes up to us and it's always about his podcast. And I know all four of us will spend the time with him, even if we're walking to our cars and he's following us, to talk to him about his podcast and to hear him out, to hear his vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I don't feel so bad about the crowded table guys not being grateful enough. Seems like a drop in the bucket now. We forgive you guys.
Now, back to Drew Garabo Live.
Bring it sexy back. Drew Garabo Live. Time for a shout out your sexy in honor of Thanksgiving this Thursday. We want you to shout out your sexy Thanksgiving side dish. You know how it goes. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Time to represent over these here beats. Yeah, feeling that. Ha! Get ready, y'all. Check it. Shout out your sexy and you know I ain't bluffing. Bill, what's your sexy side dish?
Stuffing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He likes that crazy stuffing. He opens wide. I like the stuffing from the bird that's inside. My mom made two turkeys. I'm a Thanksgiving diva. You know I leave it to Beaver. Tony Danza. You know he's the boss. Dwayne, what's your sexy side dish?
Cranberry sauce.
Remix! That's right. I've been rapping like this since I was in my teens. Ken, what's your sexy side dish?
Collard greens!
Yeah! I make 3.14 girls get by. Preston, what's your sexy side dish?
That sweet pumpkin pie!
Yeah! I eat pumpkin pie till I explode. Get vanilla ice cream going a la mode. Go to the garden and pick some tomatoes. Sean, what's your sexy side dish?
Sweet potatoes!
Yeah! Them sweet potatoes. Legs are called gams. Another word for sweet potatoes, it's yams. I know they're different, but I don't care. I rock your mom down to her underwear. I rhyme in Braille, the best you've ever seen. Tom, what's your sexy casserole?
Green beans!
Yeah! Yeah! That green bean casserole, cream of mushroom soup. Watch out, you almost step in a pile of dog poop. I hope these rhymes will please. Howard, what's your sexy side dish?
Macaroni and cheese!
Yeah, you better go for that homemade, you know what I'm saying? A lot of Cubans come here floating on a raft. Don't use the macaroni and cheese from Kraft. Not that it ain't good, but it's not homemade. Make the lemonade, cause it's made in the shade. My favorite spice girl, gotta be posh. Sharon, what's your sexy side dish?
Butternut squash.
Yeah! 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Give Nikki a second to fill him on up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, your whack crew wish they never met us. Chris, what's your sexy side dish?
Wilted lettuce.
Yeah. My man ZZ Top sang about them legs. Brittany, what's your sexy side dish?
Deviled eggs.
I see them deviled eggs. And I shout, Eureka. What's that sprinkled on top? Paprika. My favorite Bill Murray movie, What About Bob? Anthony, what's your sexy side dish?
Corn on the cob.
Brick it, fresh. Ha, yeah. Well, between my legs lives my trouser snake. Dave, what's your sexy side dish?
Grand milkshake.
Boy. 727-579-1025. Get him in quick before we do give Dick a rest. We got time for maybe two or three more. Yeah. Remember Alice from Brady Bunch? Her favorite meat was Sam's. Steven, what's your sexy side dish?
Yam.
Oh, yeah. In my fridge right now, I got a chicken thigh. David, what's your sexy side dish?
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah. What? My rhyme's legit. No time for move faking. Leon, what's your sexy side dish?
Yes, every side dish involves bacon.
True. Well, do I eat bacon? Hail to the gnaw. Tyler, what's your sexy side dish?
Coleslaw.
Shredded cabbage, yo. Well, my rhyme don't mean nothing if you can't share it. Angela, what's your sexy side dish?
Glazed carrot.
Yeah, that'll do it. Let's get the hell out of here. We got time for Give Dick a Rest. All right, no more side dishes, only Give Dick a Rest. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Call up. We put you live on the air. We get the hell out of here. Thank you very much. I bet these are side dishes. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead. Yeah, that's
Green Bean Casserole.
There you go. Shout out to Green Bean Casserole. Hey, it's Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead. The MRSA? Give Dick a Rest. Hello.
Hi, my name is Jordan, and I like mashed potatoes, my nizzles.
Thank you, Jordan. 727-579-1025. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Hey, it's George Rutabagas.
Hey, George Rutabagas. How are you?
Hey, Rutabagas.
I heard you. That's your last name. Huh? Give Dick a Rest. Hello. How can we help you?
Drew, I want to thank you for the dive into the archives on Friday. Next time you're craving Vietnamese, try out Thang Long in Pinellas Park. They're the king of pho. Chef, you're a badass. Thank you for your dedication to your craft. Oh, and please don't mention the name of my business when I make a food drop off the mall in the work truck. I don't want to lose my job where I can listen to Drew Garoppolo live daily. That name was magnificent.
Thank you, Jerome. We love you. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Drew, this is your mother-in-law, and I still haven't gotten my Thanksgiving invite.
Doesn't sound anything like her. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Dun, 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 dun. Some of them want to use them. Some of them want to be abused by them. These nuts are made of these. Oh, who am I to disagree? These nuts have traveled the world and the seven seas. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, these nuts.
Let's get the hell out of here. Good job today, Nikki.
Thanks. I hate that I just laughed at that.
I love that guy. Thank you to Seth for coming in today. I really appreciate it. Please join us tomorrow as we present our food drive out at the Walmart on US 19 in Pinellas Park. Bring by some canned goods. If you're up early, maybe before you go into work, go put some cans in Miguel's pile so that we can all see Holly naked, because that's what the Lord created those ornaments for. And we appreciate you very much for listening. Listen to SBK tomorrow as he fills in for Mike Calta. He should be back with us tomorrow for the food drive. Thanks very much, Nikki. Thanks to Seth. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening. The Billy Madison Show is up next, followed by the BDRS Rise and Grind with the Mike Calta Show tomorrow morning. Then Roger and JP will be back at 2 o'clock from the Walmart. Bye-bye and take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.